Blog Talk Radio. Well, the man of God has certainly given me strength to go on today with that beautiful rendition of "It's Working." How many know that it's working for your good? I love it when he says he haven't been perfect, but one thing he can attest to, he's been faithful. How many of us can say that today? We know that we're not perfect, but the Bible tells us we have to strive for perfection. And after you have strove for perfection, amen, then you learn how to become faithful. I love that song. It's working. Not always something good to this flesh, but we know that the Bible also says all things work together for the good. Not just for the good, but to those that love the Lord and to those that are called according to his purpose. So it's working today, baby. It's working today, people of God. Be encouraged. Amen. We'd just like to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. How many want to be empowered for destiny? Hallelujah. So we thank God for you tuning in today. Certainly we have been having a beautiful time in the Lord. One of the songwriters wrote a song and said, every round goes higher. Amen. And I can attest to that this week as we are expounding on our theme for this crusade, empowering souls for destiny. And that's also our tagline for our ministry. And the Lord dropped that in my spirit to have that as our theme for this citywide crusade. Amen. And also to have the different men and women of God to come on this month leading on up to the crusade to expound on that theme. Amen. And some of the speakers that you will be hearing will be speaking in the citywide crusade. So we want you to remember that. Remember the speakers in your prayers. Amen. And those of you that are not coming into the city for whatever reason, and you're not able to be here in the fellowship with us in this crusade, we're asking you to remember us in your prayers. And also, we need you to sow your financial seeds. Amen. We need a seed. William Murphy said you have a seed in the ground. Well, I have many seeds in the ground, and I'm looking for them to spring forth. Amen. And I'm sure that you're looking for the same results also. So go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We have a link there with PayPal. You can click the donate button and you can donate whatever the Lord lay on your heart to do. Also by mail. Amen. We're still, our headquarters are still in Stockton, California. So if you'd like to mail a check or money order, you can do so to New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702. Once again, that's Post Office Box 5702, and that's Stockton, California, 95205. Thank you. And by way of email, you certainly can contact us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Amen. We are just so excited about what God is doing in this season. We're also excited about this wonderful woman of God that has taken out of our busy schedule to come and share the word of God with us on today. I see Prophetess Glover on the line, and I don't know if she's able, but I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to read a bio on our speaker, and we're going to get right on into this segment. I'm excited about what the Lord is going to share with us on today. Prophetess Glover, God bless you.
Praise the Lord to everyone. I hope that everyone's doing well and having an excellent day. So I'm going to give a word of prayer just as requested. We certainly give honor to God as well as we give honor to God for our host, Pastor Adrian Bernard, as well as to her co-host, Mother Ruby Larry, and all other ministers that may be on the line, and everyone else. We greet you today in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for that you're going to do. I thank you for the word that you're sending forth, Lord God. We thank you even right now for the woman of God that you called for the set hour for today. God, touch her. Give her the tongue of the learned. Lord God, give her skill to deliver that you have placed in her heart, in her mind, in her spirit for us today, Lord God, and give us a heart and an ear to receive the word with clarity, wisdom, and understanding. And God, right now, we thank you for a fresh anointing that will fall, Lord God, that someone may hear the word, Lord God, that it will change their hearts. And ultimately, Lord God, if there's someone who needs to be saved, Lord God, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? And if there's someone, Lord God, who needs to repent, Lord God, we'll repent in the place where we need to repent and ask for your restoration, Lord God, and the power, Lord God, that will help us continue our journey with you. And Lord God, we thank you right now for everything that you have done and you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Glover. So glad that you were able to tune in with us on today. Amen. We thank God for, we also want to just thank God for our sister Renita. Renita was able to give us the privilege to be able to hear this awesome woman of God. This is Sister Renita's pastor. So I'm just so thankful for all of the connections, amen, that God is connecting, the people of God that God is connecting us to. When you're connected to somebody, there's a love that's there, amen, and you begin to build relationships, amen, and you begin to find out what things you have in common with one another, amen. And those that are connected to you, those are faithful people. Those are people that you can look to, you can go to. You don't have to worry about them putting a dagger in your back. You know, some folks attach themselves to you, but some are connected to you. You know, when they're attached, they quickly detach, amen. But when they're connected, they're in there for the long haul. Amen. So we thank God for Sister Renita, and we thank God for her being able to bless us to meet this wonderful woman of God. And she's done so many things, amen, and we kind of shortened the bio a little bit just because of time's sake. But we want you to know that you can visit her website at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I. London, L-O-N-D-O-N, Ministries, plural, MINISTRIES.com. And you can read about this wonderful woman of God and the work that God has given her for the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm going to read a brief bio on her, and then we're going to ask a question or two, and we're going to let the woman of God come on and share what the Lord has given her this evening. Amen. Jackie London, born to F.S.C. Foster and Lillian Barfield in Colorado Springs, Colorado. She became a born-again believer in 1985, right along with me, and a licensed minister in 1987 through the Biblical House of God under the leadership of Dr. Alfonso Jackson. Later, God envisioned Prophetess London to establish an outreach ministry. Jackie London, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Jackie London Ministries, which became incorporated through the state of North Carolina in 1991. Jackie London is a national and international revivalist who is known and established in the office of the fivefold ministry, my Lord. She has conducted several seminars and conferences. Just to name a few, can you help a sister out? Retreat and conference and apostolic prayer conference. Also, she has birthed an annual event, and this really touched me, the War Brides in Raid, a gala dinner affair, recognizing five outstanding women and three adolescent females in southeastern North Carolina, to benefit the domestic violence shelter of Duplin County. Pastor London is the host for the Apostolic Prayer Conference line every Tuesday night that gathers 100-plus callers. My. She has graduated 325 students from her new minister class, which is a 10-week class held annually, grooming and preparing young ministers to launch their ministry. My God, what a blessing. Prophetess London holds an associate degree in psychology from Craven Community College, a Bachelor of Science degree in religion from Mount Olive College, a master's degree in theology, and a doctorate in theology through the North Carolina School of Theology. Dr. London is the proud mother of two daughters and six lovely grandchildren whom she says are the apple of her eye. Once again, visit her website and learn a little bit more about what this woman of God is doing in the kingdom of God. So, Pastor London, it gives me great, great pleasure to have you here on the broadcast with us. Amen. And I know it's a sacrifice any time you take out of your busy schedule to come and share the word of God. In reading your bio, I was just so impressed. Amen. And I see you doing many, many things. And I just have one question. As women and men of God, well, as a woman in the ministry and as a servant of God, how have you been able to effectively impact your community, the church, and the family as a whole in your life of ministering the word?
Well, praise the Lord. First of all, I want to say thank you for inviting me to come on your radio, and I appreciate that very much. Ms. Bernard, amen, praise the Lord, amen, we thank God for what he's doing in our life. And to answer your question, praise God, is that I found out that prayer is the key to everything. Those things together. Amen. So I've had to, for the 29 years of ministry, I had to learn how to pray and to be led by God. To be led by God. God has led me to be able to put a balance in what I've been doing for him.
Wow. And that's, I find that also key, is balance. Many of us, sometimes we're unbalanced, and we focus on the spiritual aspect, and then the natural aspect, we falling short on taking care of things properly in the natural aspect. So how do you find balance to do all? I know it's prayer, but is it any other information or advice that you can impart to our listeners where we can find balance, especially to those that have been called to lead in this season?
Well, I think the key thing for me is that when I have been, what I try to do is that I know that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We have to remember that. And we have to act according to that. And we have to mostly be led by the Spirit. I've been led by the Spirit. Everything that I do, I say, God, show me how to do it. And I know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if we put our ears to the lips of Christ, he will lead us in how to become valid. He'll lead us how to become stable. He'll lead us how to live a wholesome life. And remember that we're living the whole man and not just the spiritual man, but we have to be led and guided by God. And that's been my key. That's been the key to me. For me to be and accomplish the things that I have accomplished is that I've got to be led by God, and I've got to let God put his lips on my ear to tell me when, how, and where to do it. Paul said, I become all things to some people that I may win some to Christ.
Amen, amen. Well, we are just so honored to have you with us today, and we're going to let you just come on in your way and however the Lord leads you to speak to our hearts on today. God bless you. We are excited about this.
Well, we thank God for the radio audience that is listening today. Amen. And we give God the praise and we give God the honor. And we're so thankful to you for also for what you're doing in the kingdom of God. And we thank God that we stand on the platform of seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we thank God for the many hats that God has given us in the kingdom of God and to be able to multifaceted these things, because we know that there's nobody but God that has done this. Pastor Bernard, I've been in ministry for 29 years. This year made my 29th year that I've been in ministry. And so we've had to stumble some things. We had to fall some things. And we've learned some things. And we had to grow up in some things. And we want the audience to realize that this spiritual formation that we walk in is a process. It doesn't come overnight. And that we take one day at a time. And that's key. That's key in our being effective in the kingdom of God, is that we have to take one day at a time. And we have to put God in our everyday and let him lead us and guide us. For if we do not do that, we will make mistakes, and mistakes that we could possibly regret. We have to make sure that our choices are based upon biblical principles. And I think that's what caused most of us to be effective, that when we base our principles and our choices upon biblical principles, God will lead us and guide us all the way. So we're just thankful for what God is doing in our life and for what where he's taking us and what he's doing. He's enlarging our borders. And he's enlarging all of our borders. And we're growing in him every day. And if we seek him, he will answer us and he will deliver us. And I want you to know that I got out of the hospital recently for pneumonia and for bronchitis. But I want the radio audience to know for twice I was in the hospital. And so we want to, out of all my life, never been in the hospital. And I wish I get this thing to be in the hospital. And so my voice sounds a little raspy. That's what the repercussion of that is. But I told God, I said, God, if you let me talk, I will still do what you said for me to do. And so he has done just a sake of the Holy Ghost. He has done just that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God is helping us. God is with us. And because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us, nor let our seed beg bread. So we thank God for the leading of the Holy Ghost and what he is doing in our lives and how he is letting his Holy Ghost just lead us and guide us. And so we're thankful. Amen. Praise the Lord for the elevation. We're thankful for what he's taken us through. We're thankful for what we're overcoming, because we are overcomers. And we just thank you for the souls that are being won in the kingdom of God. And, you know, I was looking at your topic here. I was looking at that, souls for destiny and for souls. And I began to think about what brought me to this place. What brought me to this place? And when I look back over my life, I began to realize that everything that I've been through, everything that you've been through, everything that our radio audience has been through, it was leading us to destiny. It was leading us to our destinated place. And God began to speak to me one day. He said, don't get comfortable where you are. Because this is just a bus stop. This is just a bus stop to your destiny. This is just a bus stop. What you're going through right now is just a bus stop to your destiny. And then the times I had to remember this too, that was key in my life, that times was that I'm not in trouble when things happen and it's okay out it, is that I'm not in trouble. It's not trouble. It's destiny. It's destiny. We're not in trouble. We're in transition.
Come on.
God is transitioning us every single day. So I declare that we're out of our season, and we're moving at the sake according to God's time. And God has given us divine ability. And in our times and our season, we decree and we declare that we will operate by God's calendar. We will operate by God's word.
Hallelujah.
And we are entering into the book of the into the volume of the book that God has written about us, and that's what destiny is. And I'm being in tune with the Spirit of the Most High God. Our eyes, we are in sync with God. We're walking in sync with God. And I want the people to know that no matter what you're going through right now, everything is moving by the power of God.
Come on.
Everything in your life is moving and being orchestrated by the power of God.
Ooh.
And on this line, they're coming in. Superheroes, the prophetic word over every life that's listening. And I superimpose the apostolic authority that signs and wonders and miracles will follow you this day. And look, I reverse every curse that's associated with witches, warlocks, wizards, and they shall not take root in every lying tongue that is coming against the people of God. That is trying to defeat us. Every spirit that is coming against Catholic assassination, every spirit that is trying to come against your destiny. Hallelujah. We come against every negative thing. And we lose purpose and we lose destiny in the people of God that are listening to this broadcast.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we get ready to bombard heaven right now. We get ready to bombard heaven. And you know what? I'm gonna speak to every diabolic network that's interfering with the destiny of God's people. That's interfering with the soul winning tool of evangelism that's trying to stop and have God's kingdom. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we command that every retaliation that's against the people of God. Fail. In the name of Jesus. And we declare and we decree that this is our time. This is our turn. And this is our season. And Pastor, I come to let somebody know that destiny can no longer wait. God is taking us and bringing us into a place of the apostolic, where signs and wonders and miracles are going to be a way of life for us. And I decree that in the name of Jesus. And I loose that over this airway. I loose breakthrough for the people. I loose it by the power of the Holy Ghost. That the breakthrough is coming. That you will walk when God calls you to walk, and you will do what God calls you to. I feel a stirring in the Holy Ghost already.
Yes, God.
And I command that the fire of the Holy Ghost come forth out of you like liquid.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. I'm talking to somebody on this that's listening on this line. The breaker is here right now. And the breaker is getting ready to break up some fallen ground in people's lives.
Yes,
that kept them from being who God called them to be. Because I decree and I declare that on this line there's purpose. There is purpose. And the Lord and God is calling us to be successful in Him.
Yes.
And we could continue to abide by what God is telling us to do. God is calling us to be successful.
Thank you, God.
And I tell you what, that God is getting ready to compensate His people for all the hardship that we have gone through. Not only the hardships that we have gone through, and things are changing for us. Things are changing and turning around for us. And I decree and I declare that we bind every plan of defeat for the people of God that is listed on this line. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and we loose deception from the people to let them know that they cannot live a prosperous and success tonight. Because there is success in Jesus. And even though you've been through struggle, even though you've been through struggle, I command this day that your struggle is over.
The purpose
of God will be revealed in your life.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when I was looking at your theme, amen, praise the Lord, it took me to the scripture, Romans 8 and 29. Well, it's a very familiar scripture, but I'm going to read it, amen, for these listeners. And it says, at 28, it says, and for we know that all things work together for the good.
Yes, Lord.
To them that love God. If you are on this line today and you love God, even if you are in a place right now that you do not understand, or you cannot comprehend, or you think it's a bad place, a chaotic place, or you think trouble is at your home, I come to give you good news this afternoon.
Come on.
That God is taking that trouble, and he is turning it around for your good. If you love God, God is turning your situation around for the good. Because that's what God does for his people. He takes a bad situation and he intercepts and he turns it around for the good. And I want somebody on this line to know that they might have gone through hell and hot water. But God is going to take that very same situation that you were ashamed of, that situation that caused you pain, that situation that caused you hurt, and he's taking it, he's using it for a platform for you to preach to somebody else that they shall know that God is a deliverer. I feel deliverance on this line right now.
Yes, Lord.
I feel somebody's soul being caught on fire right now. I feel the Holy Ghost moving right there. Not on my side. Right now. Hey, because God said we are called according to his purpose. And the will of the Father is going to be done in your life. And you know what? It's some things, Mother, that we got to go through in order to get to. It's some things that we cannot avoid going through in order to get to this anointing. Yeah, I found out that everybody wants to be anointed. But a lot of people don't want to suffer from the anointing. A lot of people want titles, but they don't want to suffer what you have to go through to get the title. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says that we suffer with him, we are going to reign with him. So I want someone to know in radio land that if you've been suffering, if you've been going through, if you've had hardships, God is going to cause you to reign. Because this is a season of reigning in God. If you've been sick, God is going to give you a healing anointing. If you've been down, God is going to let you speak to people that have been down. I see a rising in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And according to Isaiah the prophet, he said, the rise and shine. But the light is coming inside his spirit right now. It's getting up from a dry place. Somebody's spirit right now is getting up from a place that they've been too long. God is giving a breakthrough on this ratio today. I see a breakthrough coming for the people of God. I feel the breaker is on this line right now. The Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, for whom he did you before time. He knew you before time. He knew you before your mother and father knew you.
Yes,
God said, for those he foreknew, he got a plan and a purpose. And one thing about God, God knows those who are here.
Yeah.
God knows those who are here. And you know what? God looks through time and sees certain individuals who would believe him. And you know, since that's who God is calling for right now. Those who, in spite of everything, those who have sold out, those who have gifted themselves, those that have a pure heart and clean hands, God is raising up a rift inside of a remnant. And some of you all, I want to say this in the radio land, that those who were last are getting ready to be first.
Come on.
Those who have been rejected, those who have been overlooked, God is getting ready to raise up. And I want to say this as a sidebar. Somebody is looking for your anointing. Somebody is ready to invest in who God calls you to be.
I found out that
it does not take a lot of people, but it takes one person that needs what you have. And I say to the audience, I say to every preacher, every person listening, somebody is looking for you. Destiny has come, and you are somebody's replacement. You are somebody's replacement. Because I'm going to tell you, sis, that some of these people that are called, and that some of these people that claim they're called and have titles, that are not doing the work in the kingdom, that are not winning souls, that are not making impartation to people, that are just sitting up with titles on their name, sitting up in beautiful offices, and will not allow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to move. And nobody's getting saved. Nobody's getting delivered. God is getting ready to put a pick bomb on their church. People that have think they're the leaders, they think they're better than their members. They don't have time for their members. And are prostituting the gospel and are monopolizing money. God's going to get ready to put a pick bomb on their ministry. And you won't see them no more, but I'm raising up a nation of people that is faithful, that are true worshipers, and that love my people. And I want to tell somebody right here, right now, that if you're sitting under a leader that cannot make an impartation in you, if you're sitting under a leader that cannot break the yoke off of your life,
come
that
on.
Will set you free.
Lord.
See, I don't need another preacher that, another leader that got a whole lot of degrees. I got degrees myself.
Come on, woman of God.
I need somebody that has an anointing.
Anointed?
Anointing makes the difference.
Yes,
the power makes the difference. I need somebody that's walking in the authority of God. That can say something in me. That can springboard me to my destiny.
Come on now.
That's what I need. I don't need a whole lot of big words and a fancy preaching delivery. I need somebody that can lay hands on me, somebody that can make an impartation in me.
Come on.
And thrust me into my destiny. Somebody that can serve me in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And when I look at this, I say, these are fixed equations of life. Events that is inevitable and unchangeable. We are embarking upon destiny. We are embarking upon purpose. Your purpose and your destiny can no longer wait. You have met. It's your time, it's your turn, and it's your season to walk in your destiny, to walk in your God-given plan. Because regardless of what you've been through, you got, there's a plan for you. There's a plan in the Holy Ghost. And can't no devil stop what God has started in your life.
Come on.
But this thing, God releases you. But this thing, somebody being released right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God has knowledge of what he has put on the inside of you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so we know all things for the young brother, good brother, made for him. Or no, he's also predestined to be conformed to his image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he glorified.
Yes.
And what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And I'm going to tell that person that God, that somebody has sent word curses against. I'm going to tell that person who workers of iniquity have said and talked against them. I'm going to tell that person who thinks that they're bound by the witch and by the demons and by devils.
Come on, mother.
And by satanic attacks, this day God is going to cause a breakthrough to come for you, because can't nobody stop what God has put on the inside of you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, no, 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 I'm sorry. He's confident that what he's got in you, he can't complete. And I speak of stirring in the Holy Ghost, mother. I hope that I'm not getting off the subject of praise to the Lord.
No, go ahead, Ma. Go ahead.
I feel a stirring in the Holy Ghost. And God said, let's get ready to come and meet and shift. Somebody get ready to shift out of some things. Hallelujah, it was not God's will for their life. And they get ready to shift into a new day. And I feel newness on this radio line right now today.
Hey,
is getting ready to close doors to old things. God is getting ready to close doors to bad situations. God is getting ready to close doors to hardship. God is getting ready to close doors to sad times. Bad relationships. God is getting ready to close doors. And your destiny is getting ready to come for. We are getting ready to walk in a place of the apostolic, and I don't care who likes it and who doesn't like it. We're getting ready to walk, and we are to live in an apostolic era. That God is bringing us back to the old church. That signs and wonders and miracles.
Come on.
Are getting ready to take place in the kingdom of God. That the prophet is getting ready to open up their mouth and getting ready to speak it out loud. And we're getting ready to come in contact with the prophet in position that God is loosening our lives from the very day that we were conceived. And know this day that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the devil cannot stop you. Hallelujah, because now he's the Lord saying right now you are unmovable and you are unstoppable.
Come on.
And you are unbreakable. And I loose that anointing on this line. That somebody will get up and stand up and be who God called them to be. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I was looking at Jeremiah 1 and 5. There for me, practical scripture, nothing new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Bible says, before I formed thee in the belly,
Lord.
I knew thee.
Yes,
and before I came and spoke out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophetess of this nation. God is telling the people of God on this line that they open up your mouth.
Yes, God.
And speak what thus saith the Lord. Cry loud and spare not.
Yes, God.
Because God is elevating true believers in this time. God is taking us deep out where no man can take us. And there's an anointing. Oh, God, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. We are getting ready to drink from the apostolic well. And there's an apostolic oil that's going to drip on the people of God that are sincere. And the Lord is shifting us. He's shifting us. He's shifting us into a new season. He's shifting us. And those that are last, those that have been rejected, and those that have been silent, those that have been overlooked, those that have been cast down, God is taking his hand, and he's pulling them up. He's pulling us up. and he's bringing us into our destiny.
Yes, God. Oh, yeah,
and
Lord,
can't no man be able to stop us in this season. There's not one that can stop you in this season, because when God got his hand on you, can't no man stop you. And on his line, I speak life. Hallelujah. And come against the spirit of Lila. That spirit that looks for your destiny. That spirit that looks for your purpose. To kill that purpose and that destiny. That demon that flies around looking for purpose and destiny.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I call upon Jehovah Gabor, the battle fighter. Ooh. To fight your battle. Because this day we're ready to smite every demonic personality that has hindered you from walking where God has called you to where I cast out all attack that would attach himself to your destiny.
Ooh.
In the name of Jesus. And I call up a Holy Ghost gag order. That he will loose all that he has stolen from you. Mm. And the Lord shall restore you.
Mm.
The years of the cake of the farm, the years that you could not sleep, the years that you have cried, the years that you have gone lack, the years of hardship. Hallelujah. I command that Satan return everything that he stole from you. He's going to protect you, your children. A marriage, because I even see marriages right now that did not reach its full destiny. Somebody on this line was married. Hallelujah. And you and your spouse were supposed to be a ministry team to win souls and to win families in the kingdom of God. But the enemy stepped in and stole your purpose. But the Lord thy God said, I'm getting ready to restore what the devil has stolen from you. I've got it up on sight. I see when the enemy stole some of your children that was supposed to be helping the ministry, but the Lord said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, that even your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I want you to know, people of God on this line, there's getting ready to be a great return. There's getting ready to be a great restoration. Because at any cost, God said your destiny and your purpose to win souls is getting ready to come back to you. Some of you lost your anointing. Some of you lost your joy, your peace. But God is getting ready to restore these things to you. And for that mother that is peace, God is just ready to give you peace in the midst of the storm. For that person that's listening to this broadcast, laying on their sick bed, that's laying on their sick bed, God is getting ready to rise you up with a healing
anointing.
Why die when you can live? Why not? Well, you can live and fulfill the purpose that God is giving you. That's what I want to say. And I call out your name, and I decree, and I declare, and I establish you as a son in the kingdom of God. And you will accomplish your Sabbath. You will accomplish the Sabbath according to Isaiah 55, 10 through 11 in Jesus' name. And this day, I build a prophetic fire ahead of protection around this broadcast. Oh, shame my son. Because mother, your eyes have not seen or your ears heard. Nor has it entered into your heart what God is getting ready to do for you through this broadcast. I ain't out of the whole shop. He's coming out of the whole shop. He's coming out of the whole shop. I call upon the legion of angelic warriors. I release 25 million angels to every household to be on standby. Hey, none of us are. Hey, none of us seek and none of us are. And I come to tell the people that I pronounce judgment to every demon that is destined around their business, that is destined around their purpose, that is destined around their destiny, their dream. I call judgment to come on every demon that will keep you from walking in your destiny, that will keep you from walking in your God-given purpose.
Ooh.
And every negative intention that's against you in the name of Jesus, by any order, oh, and I just heard the Holy Ghost say the witch is dead.
I just heard
the Holy Ghost say the witch that has come and attacked itself and tried to sabotage you, try to kill you. God said the witch is dead. I'm talking to somebody on this line.
Thank you.
Hell, I don't want to stop. God said the witch is dead.
Oh, Jesus.
And no longer will you be under the control of the witch. Hey, but there's a breakthrough on this line right now. Hallelujah. Every evil force that would attach itself to what God calls you to do and who God calls you to be, there's a breakthrough. The breaker is on this line, setting you free, making you free. Right now, and I speak that the angel of God fumigate your environment with the supernatural mixture of blood and fire. That they will come against every spirit that try to sabotage your destiny and try to steal from you. Hallelujah. And we make those demons uncomfortable. Every agent of darkness, they will not survive because we make them uncomfortable. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we look at this scripture before our phone, me and better, I knew thee. God said, I knew you. I knew what you were going to do. I knew what you couldn't do. I knew what you were going to, the mistakes you were going to make. I already knew them, but I'm turning them around. I'm giving you double for your trouble. Somebody that's been going through on this line, God said, I'm giving you double for your trouble. The thing that shame you, I'm giving you double for your shame.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. God said, I called you as a prophet to the nation. And that means that God did not call you as an echo, but he called you as a voice in the kingdom of God. And you will speak and say what thus saith the Lord. And on this day, I stir up the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you. You get up out of that chair, you get up out of that bed, you get up off that couch, and become the man or woman that God calls you to be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You will give God a praise for who he calls you to be. You will walk in your destiny. You will. And I superimpose the apostolic word over your life that you will receive signs, wonders, and miracles over your life. Hey, no, I speak through the airwaves. That the spirit of signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow you. And the curse has been reversed. The curse has been I speak it through the power of God and I speak it through the authority that God has given me that you will walk, get up and you will walk in your destiny. You will get up and you will be a soul winner for Christ. You will get up and you will be a trailblazer for Christ. You will get up and you will be a trendsetter for Christ. You will get up and you will be a history maker for Christ. On this day. And this broadcast will work and it will go further. And God is enlarging your borders, extra. God is enlarging your borders. God is making connections for you that nobody else could have made. And I speak over your life right now, and over this broadcast, divine connection, divine intervention, divine favor. God is here to do something for you and give you something that you don't even deserve. And there's some people on this line, glory to God, that God is ready to give divine favor. He's getting ready to give divine connection. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do some things for you that man cannot do. He's getting ready to put your name and your gift is making room for you. And he's bringing you before people, high people, and high places. And the Lord, hallelujah, getting pleasure out of the prosperity that he has given you in your life. Hallelujah. And from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we cause the Holy Ghost stirring. And we speak that liquid fire out, Lord of our soul. That liquid fire in the spirit of the people. That their hearts will burn once again. For what? Hey, not for true destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of the people that I'm talking to right now, it feels lonely, but your loneliness is not for a man or a woman or for people. Your loneliness is for the people that God has charged in your spirit and the people that are looking for you, that God has assigned to you, that you can infuse them with the power of the Holy Ghost.
My God.
So on this line today, Pastor, what are you saying? We speak in destiny. That your destiny can no longer wait. That your destiny is here. And you're getting ready to walk in the God-given plan of the Holy Ghost for your life. You and your family. You and your family. You and your family are getting ready to line up with what God is called. Hey, none of us stop. And you get ready to do the work and perform the mission. None of us stop. Oh, God, I just heard God say this, and I'm getting ready to get off the line, Mother. Praise the Lord. God said there's a miracle in the house of every believer that's listening to this broadcast. There is a miracle in your house. All right.
Yeah, that almost. Yeah.
And the Lord said that no longer is the ark of the covenant in Obed-Edom's house, but it's in your house. Hey, my son.
Yeah, that almost. Yeah.
That is in your house now.
All
right. The blessing of the Lord is going to make you rich and have no sorrow.
You don't know more shit, yeah.
That is a miracle in your house.
Yes, God.
There's newness in your house. There's a double portion in your house.
You don't know more shit.
And I declare that every believer on this line that can touch and agree and that can tap into the supernatural.
Yes,
in the next 72 hours.
Yeah, no, no, no,
in the next 72 hours. Hey, not another stop. In the next 72 hours.
Yes.
In the next 72 hours. In the next 72 hours. That's going to be a miracle. That's going to manifest and demonstrate in your life. That you're going to be able to tell people that only God could have done this for me. We're talking about destiny. The power of destiny. The power of destiny. God foreknew you. And now he's releasing you into a place. Into a place where deeper than devils cannot trace nor trace you. And I come in my closet to release to you that you are unmovable, you are unstoppable, and you are unbreakable. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you are going to condemn, thus saith the Lord. And I speak in your spirit, and I release in your spirit the liquid fire of the Holy Ghost. flow. That when you open up your mouth, the fire of God shall purify everything that surrounds you. Woman of God, man of God, I make an announcement in the atmosphere that your struggle is over and no longer can your destiny and your purpose wait. God bless you. God bless you. Kingdom blessing. And remember, in 72 hours, in 72 hours, there's a miracle in your house. God bless you. Pastor Bernard, we love you.
Thank you.
Again, we thank you for this awesome work that you're doing in the kingdom.
Thank you.
I look forward to the day that we can meet face to face.
Yes, God.
I look forward to the day that we can meet face to face. And your destiny, enlarge your tent door. Open up your tent door.
Yes, God.
Stretch your style and lift your cord, because God is getting ready to do something in this radio blog ministry that you have. God is enlarging your territory. And he's getting ready. Hey, not in my style. And Pastor, I'm going to tell you this. I see letters getting ready to come into you. Letters of where people are planting seed into this ministry. And I want you to know your financial bondage, your financial dilemma. I command to put a stop to it. And I speak financial miracles and signs and wonder. That you will never have to worry about the work of the kingdom that you are doing. But I come from the north, south, east, and west. And I speak over this broadcast. Financial miracles. Of getting ready to come. And you get ready to go to places and reach places that have been in darkness, that have been enslaved. And you're pulling some people out. And they're going to get saved, set free, and sanctified. I want you to know that help is on the way. Help is a financial help. And your struggle is over in Jesus' name. God bless you, and I love you. And again, I say thank you. But let me share what's on my heart to the people of God. God bless you.
God bless you, oh my God. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Declare this woman have spoken today. Jesus.
on the line. Ain't nothing I can do, but any special prayers for one of the God have to go. I understand. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Glover. Sayonara, Messiah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
A word. Hey, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah, Prophetess Glover.
Yes. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say to Pastor London, you have, just been more than just a blessing today, and you spoke so many things, but twice spoke directly to me, maybe three times. But when I say, certainly thank God for everything you've spoken, because I have walked through a very dark place. But God, a very, very dark place. I've had some things that really shouldn't have happened. But I am very encouraged by the word that you spoke. You don't know how powerful it was into my life. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I'm done. When he's done, I'm done. And God has already spoken.
And mother, you know what, Pastor? God is going to take this dark place and turn it around. And going to give you double for your sin and double for that dark place. That you're going to use that same, dark place for you to platform and speak to somebody else's life. That's in a dark place, and you're going to reach down and pull them up with your anointing.
Yeah.
And God said this day you will be an instrument in the kingdom of God.
Yay.
To bring people out of caves and to bring people out of dark places. People that are going through mind situations and mind battles. God will use you to bring forth a deliverance. And I see the anointing running up in your life so vastly. And then God is doing a new thing for you, mother. That people will seek you out, even psychologists and psychiatrists, will seek you out just to minister a word over the lives of those that are battling with mental problems. And you will be able to lay hands on the sick and cast out mind-binding demons. For this they know that the Lord is anointing you with a great anointing. And not for that money, but he's giving you wicked business ideas to come up with your own ministry. Your outreach ministry that will serve as a transition for people that are going through dark places. And it will bring them out of the darkness and bring them into the marvelous light. You have to go through that for your destiny. But God is ready to use you in a supernatural way. And God is putting a breaker on the inside of you to break yokes off people's minds. All people alive, and because of you, people will live again and have a desire to live again.
My
woman of God, I see the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost being loose in your spirit.
My God,
people, they did not want to live. They will walk past you, and you will walk past them, and they will want to live again. I don't know if I'm out of order to say this or what, but I'm going to say it because you gave me leeway to say what I need to say. Woman,
yes,
God, I see a vast amount of angels around this young lady. They came on the line to put you in a dark place. Angels all around you. And I want to let you know today that God is breaking a generational curse off your family. And he's releasing generational blessings over your family because of you. Things are changing in your family life.
My God.
And he's raising you up for such a time as this, woman of God. And you stay encouraged. and you will be encouraged so that you can encourage others, even in your family. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Prophet Carlos and then Pastor Beatrice.
God bless you. We people of God, we give God glory. We give God praise. Amen. Amen. For you, Evangelist Bernard. To my sister, you know I love you. This is your little brother. Amen. To Apostle London. Amen. Out of Pillar of the Pastor of Pillar of Fire International Ministry right there in Warsaw, North Carolina. We give God praise for you, amen, woman of God. Amen. Know
amen.
That your little brother is praying for you. And we decree and declare that God will continue to open doors for you and do what needs to be done. I mean, oh my God, I could stop back there. I mean, I feel like the day just within the last few days, I feel like that I've just been in a room with you, Apostle London. You confirmed so much. That even today I began to, about a little after 5 this morning, the Lord began to deal with me, and he began to tell me to decree and to declare, amen, that the blessings of the Lord make it be rich and add no sorrow. And the people of God must get in mindset right now that what God is ready to do, this blessing that's on the way, it's unstoppable. Can't nobody stop it, and nobody can stop this blessing in this time and in this season. Amen. I don't care if it's elevation. I don't care if it's financial breakthrough. I don't care if it's new houses, new cars, new ministries, buildings, whatever it is. This blessing, amen, it's got your name on it, and can't nothing or nobody stop this particular blessing. We love you. Amen. Amen. Bernard, Pastor Bernard, and always, amen, we will be in touch with you. Amen. Apostle London, know that we love you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, man of God. Pastor Beatrice, amen, Jesus, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good word. God bless you, Evangelist, and to all the clergy on the line. That was an awesome word. It's just awesome, you know, especially how you spoke about how people are wearing the title and not doing what they should be out there doing, winning souls to the kingdom of God. And I just truly got blessed. Because we all go through hardship, but God, he empowers us to do the work he called us to do. And what he spoke was just right on time. Now, I was just reading last night how God was saying that he has a plan for our life. He called us even before the foundation of the world. He didn't just call us. He already had a plan for our life. So the word he gave today was just very awesome, and it just brought a lot of confirmation. And I just want to tell him thank you. For the word allow God to use you today.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Beatrice. God bless you. Amen. Sister Renita, and then we're going to go to Jesus. Sister Ruby ain't on the line today, so y'all bear with me. Amen. We have an unknown call out of 910 area code. So I'm going to Sister Renita and then to the unknown number that I'm not familiar with. Sister Renita, God bless you. Okay, she may be on mute. God bless you, caller. Area code 910. The last four of your number is 0414. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any prayer requests, any comments you'd like to make to Dr. London, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, amen. We're going to Sister Leslie. God bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just overwhelmed with love right now from our speaker, Mrs. London. I give honor to God for her. And I just wanted a prayer from her, if possible, just to continue steadfast and immovable in what God called me to do. A lot of opposition is arising since I've committed to sell out my life to Christ. And at times it gets unbearable, to be honest. And I won't give up. I won't give in. But I just wanted a special prayer for myself today.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we present this woman of God, amen, to you. that says she would not give up, she would not give in. Father God, she said sometimes things get unbearable. But God let her know, you are the burden carrier. Right now, I don't know what she's going through, but God, in the name of Jesus, let her know, God, there ain't nothing too hard for you. Move in her life, God. She said she want to sell out to you, God. And at this time, God, we ask you to allow her to empty herself. We ask that you allow her to come into your presence, that you would touch her in the areas, God. That she's so hard. He can't let her love Sunday. Walk where you God is making a path for you to walk where you've been called.
Hallelujah, and, hallelujah.
It's your destiny now. It's your destiny now. You've been playing with
hallelujah.
It for a long time. You've been playing with it for a long time. Be with your leader.
Yes.
And let your leader know.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Come on, my life. Throw me to the prophet. And get in the face of God. And get in the presence of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And every place the sole of your feet tread upon is going to be blessed.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And that's why you've been going through so much devilment and harassment from the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
See, you know what, y'all? The devil don't care how many nightclubs you used to go to. He don't care how many cigarettes you smoke, how many blunts you smoke, how much cocaine you started, how much drugs you've been on, how many times you've been in jail. He doesn't care how much you used to do. He don't even care. He don't even want your children. He don't want your house. He don't want your car. He don't even want your job. He don't want none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All that he wants is your destiny.
Oh,
your God-given destiny. If he can make you forfeit your destiny and forfeit your anointing. And what he does is that he emotionally cripples you.
Come on.
He plays games on your emotion and he touches you in a place that he knows you're your weakest. But this day you might not say, I'm strong in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And thank
God your spirit that your enemy cannot tear you down and make a conscious decision. I'm moving on. It might cost me. I might lose some friends. I might lose some colleagues. But I'm moving on in Jesus' name.
Come on. Come on.
And I'm
going to
come what God calls me.
That's the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name. I'm going to be what God calls me.
Speak Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
Speak the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And anybody in my life that will not celebrate me.
Come on.
God will not give them access to where you get ready to go.
Amen. Speak, Lord.
Ooh,
speak.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
Carry on in my side. And sometimes those people that you got to let go is your family members.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh. Jesus. Because I believe, Ms. Bernard, in this season that we are going to be celebrated.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Woo, glory to God, glory to God.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost, and the fire of the Holy Ghost be loosed in the spirit of the people that are on this line.
Ah, you're the boss. Lord, I bless you today, God. Jesus, you don't know about CA. Oh, help your people, Jesus. You don't know about CA. Let them eat this word today. You don't know about CA. This word has come to transform our minds. Oh, we need a new mindset. That's what she preached on today. The Lord has spoken through this woman of God today. Jesus. Move after your destiny. Glory to God.
Yes.
All right, Sister T. Got a few more, and we're going to let the woman of God go. Sister T, God bless you. Bless you, Sister
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Prophetess. God bless you, and I love you. God bless you, Prophetess. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. I received that word.
Jesus,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was able to hear the entire message, and I just want to give honor to God. as I was listening to it, the tears were just falling from my face. But I know it was God. She said something to the effect like it was someone who was married and they were in ministry with their husband, and the enemy came in and attacked that marriage. And that's truly what happened. And I give God the glory because I'm walking on and moving on in the things of God. But I'm just excited about what God is doing. And I see what the Lord is doing. He's restoring everything back to the canker worm. So I just honor God today to you, woman of God, because I really truly feel like the Lord was speaking directly to me. And I just praise and honor God for your faithfulness. I praise and honor God for the words that came forth today. It was life-changing for me. And I just praise God. All I can do was just kind of pull the car over and just give God the glory for all he's done, for all he's doing. Then the enemy had planned for me. God planned an escape. He had an escape for me. And I thank God for the escape. He continued to play my sister, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And Mother, God is getting ready to do it for you again. God is getting ready to do it for you again.
Yes,
and I hear the Lord saying this for you, new beginning. There's some new beginning.
Yes, Lord.
And God is getting ready to restore your ministry.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And then restore your marriage. I don't care what the devil say, God is getting ready to restore your marriage ministry. Don't you be discouraged. Don't you be put down. Don't you be shamed. Because God is getting ready to restore your marriage, which is a warlock and wizard cannot have. The God-given marriage that God has given you for ministry. And you dry the tears from your eyes and remove the sorrow from your heart. Because God is going to help you and God is going to move in your situation. And that very thing that you thought God wouldn't do, because you've been saying this and I'm getting ready to leave. You've been saying this, you've been thinking that you got to live how you're living right now. God said, I'm getting ready to change your life for the rest of your life. And I'm adding years onto your life. And your former life is just going to be greater than your former years. I speak to
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And everything in your life is moving by the power of God. Everything.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to go to area code 404-5916. Area code 404-5916. God bless you, caller.
God bless you, woman of God. Grace and peace to the hosts of this wonderful radio broadcast. This is Apostle Mary Thomas out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I just wanted to say to my apostolic spiritual mother, Apostle Jackie London, I tell you, my spirit has been charged yet again. Ooh. Every time I hear the words, the nuggets from heaven that come forth from this awesome woman of God's mouth, it just takes me to another level, because you need to have someone in your life that can charge your spirit by the power of God and take you up another level. I tell you, I'm excited about what this word that has been generated inside of my belly through the woman of God's mouth, what's going to happen in days to come. I am so excited. God bless you, Chief Apostle Jackie London. God bless you. God bless you forever, and God bless this entire broadcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Mary Thomas, who's going to be one of my speakers for Can You Help a Sister Out Conference. The
all
first
right.
weekend in October. Thank God for her. Thank God for her.
All right, Mother, you're welcome to announce it. You can give us an announcement if you'd like to, or you could wait. We got two more callers, and I'm going to let the mother go.
Right.
Prophet, amen. Thank you, Apostle Mary Thomas, for coming and sharing on the broadcast with us today. God bless you. Amen. Prophet Michael Davis, amen. And Sister Renita got a line open. I don't know if she's able to say anything. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. I only heard a part of it because I'm at work, but the part
okay.
that I heard, it was charged, it was powerful, and the word of the Lord truly is in your mouth, in your heart, in your spirit. God has given you the reverence of the Holy Spirit and the boldness of an apostle, and I hear that coming across, and if you would pray for the servant of the Lord, I would be graciously appreciative of the prayer that God would give you to pray unto his servant. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mr. David.
Yes, ma'am.
God is getting ready to take you higher. He's going to take you deeper because you have a thirst and a hunger for righteousness. You're a man of much wisdom. Much wisdom. In fact, I will go as far as to say you are the 21st century Solomon. And God said, ask me what you will, and I will do it for you. Ask me what you will, and I will do it for you, man. Hey, now stop. And I'm going to say this for you, man of God. I'm going to say this for you. I see seven streams of income getting ready to come in your life.
My God.
Seven streams of income is getting ready to come in your life. And I'm going to say this apostolically, and I'm going to make this apostolic imposition over your life. This apostolic prophetic imposition over your life. And I'm going to tell you this, and you do with it what you want to do with it. But you will never be broke another day in your life.
Yes, Lord.
And for the next 5 years, your life is getting ready to take a financial turn. And I see investments. I see investments, bonds, and security. Getting ready to walk in your life. In the next 5 years, man of God, I loose financial miracles over your life in Jesus' name.
In the next 5 months, couldn't hear that.
5 years, you say.
Five natural miracles over your life in the next 5 years, and
yes.
I decree and declare that you'll never be broke another day in your life.
Bond,
investment, security are getting ready to walk in your life. And they're going to know you as a man of investment. And God said, I'm getting ready to give you money because I can trust you with my money. I can trust you with my anointing. I can trust you with my people. And you're getting ready to fund. You're getting ready to fund the kingdom of God. In 5 years, man of God, you will not be able to count your own money.
My God. This woman is of God right here.
Ah, yes, she is.
This woman is from heaven. Did nobody know that God dealt with me except Evangelist Bernard said when I spoke that man was going to be a billionaire on the plane. Evangelist Bernard said, Michael, it was also for you. I know that's God.
Okay.
Evangelist Bernard prophesied that. Remember that conversation we had, Evangelist Bernard?
I remember. Yeah.
And now this woman, she's the only one that came behind you and confirmed that word.
This is not flesh and blood. This is by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. This is not flesh and blood. Don't you confuse. I don't know you. You don't know me. This is not by flesh and blood. This is by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
I know that's God. Look, I gotta get back and go to work. But look, I love you, woman of God. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Sister Renita, God bless. And then Sister Kim.
Hi.
Glory.
I had to steal away for a minute. I have to say something. I want to give honor to everybody. My pastor, Pastor Bernard, Sister Ruby, everybody, ministers, everybody out there. That word was awesome. Pastor, you know what I'm dealing with, and that was an on-time. I needed that. I needed that. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for it. And you know I need some prayer.
Amen.
You know I need prayer every day, all day.
Yeah, you know that I'm going to be praying for you, too. Call me later, okay? Call me later.
Okay.
All right, amen, amen. We got Sister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim, and then Dawn, my sister. And we're going to let the woman of God go, amen. God bless you, Sister Kim. I think I've covered everybody.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Some dropped off.
Each and everyone that's on the line to the woman of God that spoke, I just thank God for being on the line today and hearing that awesome word from God. And I just ask that y'all continue to pray my health in the Lord. I've been really feeling bad, but to God be the glory, I'm still alive and well. So I just ask that y'all continue to pray for me.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, Dawn. All right, Sister Kim, God bless you. We're going to continue to pray. I'm asking the woman of God to pray for our co-host, Sister Ruby. She said she wasn't feeling good today, so pray for her. And then we're going to dismiss. Dawn, God bless you. Are you able to
ask her? Hallelujah. Do you want me to pray now, Pastor Bernard?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
Sister
you can
Ruby.
Close us on out. Close us on out.
Okay.
Dr.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before I pray, I want to let you know there is a miracle for you in New York. I want to say that to you, Sister Bernard. There's a miracle for you in New York.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Ruby right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, they say she's sick, not feeling well in her body. But I command her to pick up her bed and walk. I command the angels to trouble the water, that she shall jump in that water, God, and be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we send the bomb of Gilead to her bed shop right now. We send the bomb of Gilead to her body right now. And Father God, we decree and we declare and we command that her body line up with the word of God, that by your stripes she healed. You were wounded for transgression that grew through iniquity. But by your stripes she is healed. I command, rule your body, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the dear, awesome woman of God, Adrian Bernard. God, we ask you to bless her, to keep her, to expand and broaden and reach an area that she never thought that it would reach. Father, we lose that anointing. The apostolic covering over this broadcast. Father, we bless her. We bless the listeners. We bless those that received over their faith to walk in what was said. God, execute the prophetic word that was loosed over the people of God. Over this prayer line, God, don't let the devil steal the word out of their spirit. And
yes,
Father
Lord,
God, we decree and we declare that there's miracle in their house. And they promise that they have approached their own destiny. And that they are unbreakable, unmovable, and unstoppable. And nothing is going to hinder them now. And we release them into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, woman of God. You have blessed us today. We pray that God will pour back into you everything that you have poured out of your spirit and how you let the Holy Ghost use you all today to bring life, transforming word to the people of God. Hallelujah. We pronounce blessings everywhere you go. Everywhere your foot tread. And every time you open up your mouth. Every word you speak, you don't know more shy, it'll never fall to the ground. You don't know more shy, it'll never come back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We pray blessings over your daughters and your grandchildren and your ministry. You don't know more shy. Amen. And that apostolic anointing that God has on your life, you know, Moshiach, hallelujah, that people lives will be forever changed. You know, Moshiach, and we would walk in that apostolic authority and the power that God has vested in us in the name of Jesus, that we won't be afraid of the devil. Amen. And we would, you know, Moshiach, we would let this power that is within us be activated everywhere we go. You don't know more Shia. And men and women and boys and girls will know, hallelujah, that we have a light that is shining. It is shining because the glory of God is on our life. The glory of God rests upon you, woman of God. Yeah, you know more Shia. No more Shia. And all those that you are under your authority, and you know, Moshiach, and all those that God have given you charge over, you know, no Moshiach, that they would speak the boldness as you have, you know, no Moshiach, and that they would know that every word that you speak, and you know, God will perform it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and you know, no Moshiach, we thank you, hallelujah, for a voice like yours, you know, no Moshiach, that's crying out in the land, you know, no Moshiach, that's making the crooked path straight. Oh, I bless you for the day, God, and you know, no Moshiach, thank you for the divine connection, you know, no Moshiach, in the name of Jesus. Let your land reign, you know, no Moshiach, always be in our life, God, you know, no Moshiach, reign over in every area, God, you know, no Moshiach, give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, you know, no Messiah, in your word, God, you know, no Messiah, in every instruction that you have given us, God, let us follow it to the letter, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we give you praise for it, you know, no Messiah, we seal everything that was spoken on this podcast today, we seal it with your promise, your promises, yay, and your promises, amen, amen, so everything was saying, y'all don't know, but God said yes to it. And everything that was said, we're sealing it with amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We love you. Y'all don't know, Messiah.
Love you too, and God bless you.
Hallelujah, another prophet of God. Yeah, don't tell me God won't use women to speak his word. Yeah, you're almost not, yeah. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Invite others to come on where they can be blessed and they can get their prayers answered in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Glory to God.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power,
there is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah,
tomorrow. God bless you all.